Shabbat Shabbat Parashat Gimel Mishnah Gimel Lo Yizkor Adam Poalim B'Shabbat. A person may not hire workers on Shabbat. And on Shabbat, you're not allowed to talk about forbidden malachas, even though you're talking about malachas that you're going to do after Shabbat. So you're not allowed to hire workers for you on Shabbat, even though you're instructing those workers to do the malacha after Shabbat. And a person cannot tell his friend to hire workers for you on Shabbat. Even if it's a gun that you're instructing to hire workers for you, so that those workers will do malacha for you after Shabbat, you would not be allowed to tell the guy on Shabbat to hire those workers. And even during the week, you cannot tell a guy to do malacha for you if you're instructing him to do that malacha on Shabbat. And you can't have a guy do malacha for you on Shabbat, even though you instructed the guy during the week that you want that malacha to be done on Shabbat. It's forbidden to walk outside the city on Shabbat to the end of the tchum before dawn, in order that you'll be closer to where you need to go after Shabbat. If you want to hire workers, or you want to bring back fruit that are muktzeh, and you want to be as close as possible to the end of the tchum, so that immediately after Shabbat you can rush out to hire the workers or to bring back the fruit that are muktzeh. Forbidden to do so on Shabbat. And by walking to the end of the tchum, you're readying yourself on Shabbat to do something that's forbidden on Shabbat. If you're not allowed to hire workers or bring back fruit that are muktzeh on Shabbat, and so too, you can't start the process of getting ready to do so before dark on Shabbat. So therefore, you can't start walking outside the city to the end of the tchum before Shabbat to ready yourself to do these activities that are usher on Shabbat. Abu Masahu Lishmor, who may be Paris Biyot. However, you could walk outside of the city to the end of the tchum if you want to guard the Paris. If guarding the Paris on Shabbat is Mutter. Of course, the Paris are outside the tchum, and you're not allowed to walk outside the tchum on Shabbat. However, if you were within the tchum of the Paris, you would be allowed to guard them on Shabbat. They're guarding food is not an activity that's usher on Shabbat. So since you're walking to the end of the tchum before Shabbat to ready yourself to do an activity that is Mutter on Shabbat, it would be permitted to walk on Shabbat before dawn to the end of the tchum. And even if after Shabbat you want to bring back the fruit to the city, it would be mutter to do so. And even though bringing back the fruit that are mukhtar is forbidden on Shabbat, but since the reason you walked outside of the city to the end of the tchum before dark was not to bring back the fruit, you only wanted to guard the fruit, if at the end you decide to bring back the fruit after Shabbat, it would be mutter to do so. Klau Amar Abishol. Abishol said a general rule regarding to walking outside the city to the end of the tchum before dark on Shabbat. And he said as follows, anything I'm allowed to talk about on Shabbat, I'm also allowed to ready myself to do those activities after Shabbat by walking outside of the city to the end of the tchum before dark on Shabbat. And you're not allowed to talk about activity that you're going to do after Shabbat if those activities are forbidden to do on Shabbat, and just like you're not allowed to talk about them, you also can't ready yourself on Shabbat to do those things by walking outside of the city to the end of the tchum, so you'll be closer to where you need to go to perform those activities after Shabbat. Now, the Klal of Abishol is not in agreement with the Tanakam. And according to Abishol, saying that you're allowed to talk about on Shabbat, you also can ready yourself by walking to the end of the tchum before the end of Shabbat. And you're allowed to talk about activities that are a mitzvah, even though those activities are forbidden to do on Shabbat. And even though you're not allowed to talk about activities that you're going to do after Shabbat, if those activities are forbidden to do on Shabbat, however, if you're talking about a mitzvah that you plan on doing after Shabbat, you're allowed to talk about it on Shabbat, even though those activities are forbidden to do on Shabbat. So according to Abishol, just like you can talk about activities that are a mitzvah, so too, you can ready yourself to do those activities after Shabbat by walking to the end of the tchum before Shabbat. While the Tanakhama holds that since those activities are forbidden to do on Shabbat, even though you're allowed to talk about them on Shabbat, since they are activities that are in mitzvah. However, you cannot ready yourself to do those activities by walking to the end of the tchum. And Abishol argues, according to Abishol, since you're allowed to talk about activities that are in mitzvah on Shabbat, even though those activities are forbidden to do on Shabbat, so too you would be allowed to ready yourself to do those activities by walking to the end of the tchum before dark on Shabbat. It is permitted to go outside of the city on Shabbat and to go to the end of the tchum before dark in order to ready yourself to be closer to go do what you need for a kala or for a maid, to bring for a maid the coffin and shroud. And even though the activity that you're going to do for the kala or the maid are activities that are forbidden on Shabbat, The sins involving yourself in activities for a kala or a mace is a mitzvah. You would be allowed to ready yourself to do these activities after Shabbos, as this is going according to Abishal that we had in the previous mission. That we said, according to Abishal, activities that are a mitzvah, even if those activities involve a malach that's asr on Shabbos, since you're allowed to talk about those activities on Shabbos, you're also allowed to ready yourself to do those activities after Shabbos by walking outside of the city to the end of the tour. Guy Shahidi Khalilan Bishabis, or Yifte Behen Yisra, Ellen came bow, me makon kar. A guy that brought flutes on Shabbos for the purpose of the flutes being used for a hesped of Yisra, as in those days they used flutes during a hesped. It is forbidden to use those flutes for the hesped until enough time has elapsed after Shabbos that you had enough time to get those flutes yourself after Shabbos. Unless the guy brought the flutes from somewhere close by, then we know for a fact that the guy brought the flutes from within the tchum. However, if it's possible that the guy brought the flutes from outside the tchum, since the guy did the malacha for the purpose of Yisrael, and it's obvious that he brought those flutes for Yisrael, since it's Jewish people that use flutes during a hesped, so the Chachamim knas us, they penalize us by not allowing us to use those flutes for the hesped until enough time has elapsed after Shabbat that you could have brought those flutes yourself after Shabbat. Asu lo ara, b'chafra lo kevin, you cover but Yisrael. If the guy made a coffin on Shabbat or dug a grave on Shabbat, but he did not do so for the purpose of Yisrael, it would be mutter to bury Yisrael in the grave that was dug by the guy, or in the coffin that was made by the guy on Shabbat. And since he didn't do it for Yisrael, so there is no issur in using the coffin or the grave for Yisrael. Then be Shul Yisrael, lo yikavar bo lachem. But if the guy made the coffin or dug the grave on Shabbat for the purpose of Yisrael, in such a case, you're never allowed to use the coffin or the grave for Yisrael, even though enough time has elapsed after Shabbos for you to have made the coffin or dug the grave yourself after Shabbos, it is still forbidden to use that grave or to use that coffin for Yisrael. As we're talking about where the guy dug the grave or made the coffin bit par hef, you know, in front of a number of people, so a lot of people know that the guy did the malacha for Yisrael on Shabbos, and since it was done with Barhesia, that grave or that coffin can never be used for Yisrael, even though enough time had elapsed after Shabbos for the Yisrael to have dug the grave or made the coffin himself after Shabbos.